Hey, 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 and welcome back to another episode of Can I Tell You a Story or Two with your host, Leilani, and I'm glad y'all can join. So today I have a few friends here. They're in the last episode, Race versus Ethnicity. If y'all don't mind introducing yourselves.
Hey, it's Jayla.
Hey, man, it's your boy, AK.
And I'm glad both of y'all can join. So today we kind of don't have a prompt or an agenda. We just have a question, and we're just going to go with the flow of everything. So today's question, our thoughts, what would you define as cheating in a relationship?
What I would define as cheating in a relationship, and it's emotional. There's many different type of ways of cheating. There's emotional, there's physical. There's just, to me, those are the two main types of cheating. In terms of emotional, you may not have even touched this person, but at the same time, you emotionally becoming involved with them, texting them every day while you're with another person, sitting up there thinking about them while you're with your spouse or your lover, and just like you emotionally involving yourself. So like maybe you're loving them, you're caring about them in some way that you would a lover or a partner, to me is a form of cheating. Because, or you just simply talking to them, to me, talking to them about what you would talk about with your lover or your spouse.
And I'm going to hold you there. Do you agree? Okay.
So you can't have friends?
No, that's not it. Because with a friend, okay, you care about a friend, but you wouldn't, and you could possibly love a friend. But at the same time,
you're not building that emotional.
You're not building that emotional connection. Like,
why can't I? What if I love my friends?
Well, what do you think cheating is?
I mean, I guess you could say a certain extent entertaining is cheating for sure. But like for me, cheating isn't cheating until you actually pursue that person and then get active with that person.
So say a girl is texting this dude for a long period of time. They're talking about, I love you. They're talking about I can do this without you. Like that you're my inspiration for this and this and that. Like there's so many different things in my life that you've helped me accomplish. To me, that's emotional. So they're giving all this prop, this credit to this one person that they're not even supposed to be talking to, and they have feelings for this person.
Do you believe in emotional cheating?
I mean, to a certain extent, yeah.
I agree with you, Jay, that emotional cheating, physical, there can even, I mean, verbal communication. Kind of just, you know, spiritual. You could be going to church with someone that's cheating.
Or she could just be a friend.
No, I'm not saying friends isn't of existence.
But at the same time, to me, emotional cheating is worse than physical. Because at least with physical, like, you know that they're just
there. You said what is worse than what?
Well, to me, emotional cheating is worse than physical cheating. To me.
So you would be okay with...
No, I wouldn't be okay with either. But if my guy was to go...
This is a TikTok.
Yeah, if my guy was to go... If my guy was going to mess with another girl and he told me he loved her, like, to me, he emotionally cheated. Like, he built a bond with her that he's supposed to have with me off tops.
So you would feel better if he just fucked her and came... I mean, did her and came...
They both hurt.
It still hurts, but to me, the emotional...
Because
you know how
it's like, how am I present, but you are not being present with someone else?
How do you love... How you go love someone else when you're supposed to be loving me?
And it's not even
maybe he don't
love
anymore.
Yeah.
But at that point, I'd rather him just tell me up front than to go cheat. Because why are you still with me if you don't feel that connection with me anymore?
Kind of like a scenario is like, you know, you have this friend and you know you're in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
And
oh, you know, no.
I hope you don't fall. What's it called? You're in a relationship and you have a friend, and let's just say your significant other is now maybe working more and not giving you the attention you desire. So now you're talking to your friend on that intimate bound, like, you know, whatever y'all are exploring that you should be having with your significant other. And you keep entering that thinking that it's okay, in a sense. That's how a lot of people find their, you know, in this situation, that they're entering thinking like, okay, you know, this is just a friend that I'm, you know, confiding in, not realizing that this is emotional. I'm over here sharing bonds that I'm supposed to be sharing with my significant other. And in a sense, it's like, dang, is it her fault or his fault?
That's what I'm gonna say. It really just depends. Like, it's not really, you can't really say it's his fault either, because maybe it's just, I don't know. Like,
it, I mean, on, it's human nature, but at the same time, that's gonna, that killed like people. Like,
oh, hell yeah.
I feel like, especially with women and then with men, you guys love differently. Like, off top, if you're not in it, like, the first time to me, like, if you, I feel like with men, y'all set your minds on something immediately. It may change, but from the get-go, you have a specific goal, because you guys are just very, like, I don't want to be rude, but simple-minded in that way.
That was
just
very rude.
I mean, to me, you guys are very easy to understand in terms of y'all want to do this, this, and that. Like, you guys are just directing your stuff. Women are very complex. So when they set their mind to something, when they become emotionally attached to somebody, it's just how women are. Like, and so I don't want to sound like cliche, but at the same time, men, when you guys can become emotionally attached to someone, you guys don't know that you're emotionally attached until you're in it, if you know what I mean. Like, do you understand what I'm saying?
No, I understand.
Like, it, because I don't want you to, like,
another way to put it, it's kind of like, and this isn't to be rude to the men, but it's like how a guy comes into the relationship, or just their mindset in my perspective. They come into the relationship, you know, or how they first see it. It's like, okay, it's his body, or, you know, they see what's in front of them, and a girl sees beyond that. They see, okay, you know, he might have this going for him, such and such. And that's now on her emotional part, but the guy is more physical. And the physical attraction for guys is more what they're attracted to first, until they get to that emotional boundary.
Connect, because to me, you guys start physical, and then you guys work your way to the emotional, because eventually it becomes the one thing to you guys, and y'all not understanding, like, it's two different things. Y'all feel like if you're physically into someone off tops, then that means you're emotionally involved with them without you even really understanding that you're emotionally there.
I mean, I would rather be physically attracted to you and then get to know you, then get to know you, then not.
So that's how men work.
But you understand?
No, I would rather that too.
If I get
in a relationship, at least
mentally attracted to you, wait. And then you're not like, see, or emotionally attracted to you, and then like you're I'm not physically attracted to you, I'm gonna get bored of you.
That see, with me,
and that's how the cheating, because it's
that's
like
the cheat, yeah, that's yeah, how the cheating, that's get how involved, it started. Yeah. But to me, like, off, like, if I'm not emotionally, like, if I don't care for you off tops, I'm not. Eventually, I don't feel like I would physically, like, be attracted to you.
But with women, it's different. Like, it's, if we exactly. emotionally are attracted, it kind of connects to the physical, and that connects exactly. to the spiritual.
Yeah, it's just everything just
okay. So it sounds like you guys just need some security. I think
in terms of more love, of security. Yeah. I mean, for myself, like, just off top, like, I learned from my parents' relationship, or just anyone in general, like, to me, the emotional, the spiritual has to be there in order for you to physically connect with someone. Because you can just be messing with anybody and you're not getting anything out of it. It's just the physical feeling. But even that becomes dull after a
couple of minutes. That numb a person.
Exactly. Yeah. It's that numbing thing. Like, I don't ever want to feel that way with anybody, because that just doesn't sound satisfying.
I mean, I would say the first time it would be satisfying, but probably not the second. I mean, if you're physically the first time, would be pretty, like, you feel me? The first time, be like, okay, lit. And then it's like, dang, this is really what all we is. You feel me? Like,
I just feel like that's where how you get stuck in that way of want, just there's no matter to it. There's no understanding. There's no meaning to it.
Yeah.
Everything I want to do is in terms of meaning. Like, every step, like, there's some things that, you know, some people just do because it's there, you know, and those are sometimes the things you regret, or you shouldn't.
That sounds highly familiar. That's crazy.
It's just some things you know. So it's,
so I have a question. Have y'all, not like in relationship, but like, if y'all ever had a friend that you guys emotionally connected to, and did you guys, like, maybe they were in a relationship, did you guys pull back? What did you do?
That sounds very familiar. It's because then you have to realize that sometimes, like, with those connections, like, I think about, okay, maybe his girl wouldn't feel comfortable with him sharing this with me,
mm-hmm.
or that we communicate on a daily basis, like, every other day,
mm-hmm.
or, like, you know, it's just like, So sometimes with that, you know, sometimes you have to realize there's boundaries to those friendships.
Yeah.
Because even though you're emotionally, it don't matter how long you know them, you know, you're emotionally like attached to them or whatever.
Yeah.
And you just naturally drift to wanting to tell them everything.
Right.
You kind of want to think about the other spouse or the other person in their life that is important to them.
Right.
Because you don't want to give them that wrong impression.
What about you? Okay.
I mean, I don't know if this answers your question, but like, I always tell the homies, like, if I was to start messing with a girl who had a boyfriend, in the back of my head, it's like, all right, I ain't never gonna date this girl anyway, because she's already cheated on a dude with me. So it's gonna be easier for her to cheat on me with another dude.
Exactly. So, the saying, how you get him is how you lose him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I wouldn't even get involved with that type of stuff unless I'm really physically attracted. And I might do a couple, two, three times, maybe, but I ain't even gonna date her or anything like that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You're so nasty.
Come on, Jayla.
Hey,
you're really here, man. I feel me, man. Hey, but look, man. Hey, for all the little homies out there, man, get about your money, man.
So you're saying no love, no relationship?
No. I'm saying once you get the money, you ain't gotta go out there searching. Once you get the bread.
So you get think the, women just
come? You think just women come because of money?
Yes, of course. You get more options. We broke.
Okay, maybe I'm a different breed, but
no. I wouldn't fall for money either. But
I'm about to get on right here, boys.
Go on, because I want to hear it.
All right, someone.
No, but let's just say like he has a cool car. Women fall for that. Easily. They see if he has drip.
I understand all that, but at the same time. When I'm looking for a dude, like
a lot of girls,
I have my own, you know, like I know I understand that completely. I've met them, so I know, like I know women like that off tops. But at the same time, not all women are like that.
No,
99%. I literally went from my Toyota. When I went from my Toyota to my Camaro. That was life changing already.
Well, men, y'all do the same thing, because when women level up, when we get stuff, when a woman is solid in her situation, when she's independent, when she does not need a man, that's when y'all flop.
Okay, but time out. Hold on.
That is when y'all flop.
Before we get on the man part, answer this question real quick.
All right.
Boom. All right. So look, man. All right. So. Would you rather mess with a dude who got his priorities straight, he got a crib, he got a nice car, or you rather mess with a college dude who ain't got no crib, still in college, they're the same age.
Okay.
He's still in college, ain't got no car, and ain't got no money, his credit score bad, he ain't got no money, none of that. Which one are you picking?
I'm looking at
the one who I'm emotionally connected to.
For me.
So you will put yourself in that predicament.
Whoever I'm emotionally connected to.
You will be playing with both of them to figure out which one you're more emotionally connected to. How would you figure that out?
For me, I'm looking at myself too, because at the end of the day, I need to realize I'm not perfect. Like, I don't have like all of my situations together. So at the same time, I'm sitting up here judging this college boy. At least he's doing college. Like, I always look at the you know, the benefit, what they're doing with their life. They're not just sitting around. Like, okay, I get, like, the bad credit. That's something that, you know, not everybody want to talk about. But at the same time, it's like, as long as he realizes his faults and he's trying to improve that to me, that's, like, that's the good thing about it, you know? I'm not going to always
You're saying that now. Let's say you're up there. Or let's say you're that top 5%. Mm-hmm. Are you going to get that college boy a chance?
No.
Come on, now. Let's be real.
I wouldn't.
Jayla,
come on,
I'm not even bullshitting you, bro, because at the end of the day, I'm in the position like that where I don't have all my shit together, so I wouldn't want no one judging me off of that, like, off
I mean, I don't think he said anything about judging.
Yeah,
to me, that's what it is.
You're gonna look for someone in the same bracket as you, Loki, like, you know,
if your significant other, or if you're trying to look for a significant, if you are in the level you want to be in life, you're not going to look for someone, and this is not trying to downgrade anyone, because judgmental. I don't try to be judgmental, but you're at your highest level. You're about to be there. You're not going to go below 10 steps and be like, oh, wait, I'm going to pick you up. You're going to be on my back and we're about to roll through life.
Yeah.
But sometimes you can't not
No. Emotional connection is a big thing. Sometimes you fall
for people who just
No, it's possible. I'm not saying it's impossible.
It wouldn't be my preference.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, you know, like, at the end of the day, like, okay, if he'd be like, damn, I don't have this and this and that, I'm like, it's not that I don't mind that you don't have this shit, but as long as you're working to a goal to where you get this shit, like, I'm off top. Like, I will be there for you.
But let's just say you are a millionaire and you.
We're talking about a college dude. No car, no crib, bad credit.
You don't even have to say
credit,
a college dude.
Not even a college dude. Because like, to me, like that, I don't mind it. I promise you.
But
let's just say you're 30
story,
years
dog.
Old, Jay. You have your career
okay,
choice.
30 years old. There you go.
You have your career choice. You have your own place. You're getting out of your 20s. You're trying to settle down.
Yeah,
type
you're
of
trying
stuff.
To settle down, yeah.
Two guys approach you. One is, you know, working. Dang, this might sound judgmental.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
But one is obviously not caring for himself, but it has potential. And one is on the same level. He already is, you know, in his potential. Who would you fall for? Like,
I mean, okay. Because all that goes into emotional, all that stuff, me knowing them personally, you know. I'm just the type of person that just falls for a person off of me just being around them, their energy, whatever.
That's
but after a while, it's like, if that, okay, so say I do fall for the one that
would you
hasn't
give
had,
him a second look? Like, or a look?
For, yeah, because I just, I like, no, I would, because trust me, the boys I've dealt with, man, stop. But yeah, the boys I've dealt with, they ain't really.
But, I mean, but you're 30 now, Jay.
Okay, and then now that's a thing too, because at that time I have goals and I have ambitions and I want to, you know, do this and that. So I will go for the guy that's more suitable for that.
Most likely will be the guy that's not suitable. That will be.
But
our
at
choice.
The same time, me being
works.
The dummy I am, I will go with my heart instead of my mind. So it would more like if that guy who don't have nothing going for him, if he makes me feel a type of way off top, I'm probably really gonna go with him.
Yeah,
and that's just me because I never think about the materialistic things, which is probably a bad thing.
I don't either.
But at the same
time,
it is. Like, I don't even really see it. The whole car thing, like, I don't care about that, you know.
You're that 0.1%, 0.01%.
Yeah, and it's bad, but it's good because it just shows that, you know, true partner. Really,
yeah, dope, but it's like.
You know, but that's not, you know, that's how our parents told us, you know, you think about somebody who has something going for themselves type stuff.
No, I mean, I hear you because I don't like to judge people, but they hear that occasionally.
Jayla, come on, man.
That occasion you.
God, you're so nasty.
Excuse me, my... My
thank
youngins.
You for saying excuse me, dog.
Yeah, you already know, man. Phone them. The first one was me, though. Phone them.
Yes.
Lying on
why
my head.
Why gonna blame me?
Because it was you,
it
bro.
Was
that's
not.
Like, phone them. Great, that was me.
Anyway.
But kind of tying it back into it.
Hey, Michael.
Have you guys ever?
My bad.
Have you guys ever found yourself in a relationship where y'all emotionally cheated or physically? Y'all want to share a story?
Oh, okay. So
okay. I didn't say no name.
No, you don't have to say any names, but share a story.
Okay, I would just okay. When you're younger, you know, I don't really count those as relationships. Those are like you trying to understand what
stop
love
the cat.
Is. Love is in your own way. So yeah, at one point in time, I may have led someone on in terms of.
Do you think that's cheating though?
Yeah, it's not cheating. We're not dating them.
It's, I mean, if you're sitting up there, you telling each other, like, I love you, or, like...
You establish something.
You establish, like, some type of emotional bond. And then, you know, you're saying these things to each other, but then you're telling him, go date whoever you want. You know,
you just sound iconic.
Yeah,
I'll never be ready for you type stuff.
So you had more of a verbal...
Yeah, it was more. It was a verbal for sure. It was. It never became physical whatsoever.
Yeah.
But it's because we.
Do you
never,
think it was emotional?
To a certain, I care for him. Like even now, so
okay.
It's like.
That now didn't sound so certain.
Hit him up. Hit him in the DM.
No, I do care for him for certain. But whenever we, there's never the right time for us to ever be something more.
Yeah.
Whenever we do try, there's always. him being away, I'm out, like gone. It's just never stable.
Y'all might be soulmates. Y'all might come back. It could back. Be come back
together. Yeah. I mean, it'll be dope, man.
But you, okay. A relationship where you might have cheated emotionally, verbally.
Might have or have.
I mean, have you cheated?
Yeah, it was before my first love became my first love for sure. it was Grammy time, and then she became my first love. I was loyal.
How did you cheat?
Physical or emotional?
Oh, physically, like physically with other women.
But you never had like emotional, like texting. Like, just in terms of, like, growing a bond with someone without physically touching?
No, I don't really be, like, texting like that if I'm serious with somebody. It's no point. Mm-hmm. I just doing too much work.
Yeah.
Probably the old me when I was, like, 16, but now it's, like, work. Having hoes is too much work. You got to text them and hide them.
Hoes? Like, come on,
or not hiding. I mean, having other women while you're with another woman, this is too much work.
Okay.
A lot of texting and hiding a bunch of
BS. What about you, Sydney?
Yeah, have you ever cheated, Sydney?
I have, well, physically, probably never.
Mm-hmm. I say probably.
No, I never cheated physically. Emotionally, I would, for me to recall a time would probably be me, you know, fabricating a time. But I know most likely I probably emotionally did, just because people I dealt with in the past never fulfilled needs. And so I would always find someone, you know, to just talk to, and probably never dealt or became anything more, but it was just that emotional bond.
It gets lonely, trust.
Yeah.
I understand that. But talking, that in itself sometimes is very satisfying.
Yeah, it's just like having, you know, someone to hear your voice.
Someone's there that's paying attention to you at the right time. Yeah. Just because that's a lot. That's how, you know, if like, even if the physical is there to me, because, you know, I never really been in a relationship, so in terms of, you know, it's just always been touch go type stuff. But in terms of, you know, that's how I think relationships end, because a lot of times the physical, okay, you guys may be physical, but the emotional the talking
before,
the attention, that stuff does is no longer there, so you lose it. And most women in particular, when women cheat, is because they're looking for emotional bonds too. To me,
see, I ain't mean to ruin nobody's game out there, man. But let me spit out some game real quick.
Okay.
If y'all just get out of a relationship, and a dude slides in trying to be supportive with your emotions, he's trying to manipulate you
and to get what he wants. You're most
vulnerable, and that's just regular game.
That's regular game. I very much understand that one completely. That's the oldest thing in the book. Yeah, so no, I don't think
he's your friend, man.
No, that's the oldest thing in the book, for sure.
That's been there since cavemen.
Yeah, like, let's just be honest.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that's how women get caught up, because we naturally go for the emotional, the talking.
Yeah.
That's the him wanting to get to know us, or just us like having a conversation at night, sitting there cuddling with us, like not even like.
Yeah, girls love cuddling.
That's a beautiful thing because it's intimate in itself, you know.
Like, yeah.
Like I'd rather a guy just cuddle with me or like just hold me.
Would you consider that physical? I hate people like y'all.
That's definitely physical cheating for sure.
No, like just cuddling. Do y'all consider that physical or emotional?
That to me is emotional because of a man.
No.
It is because.
No. I'm not, you know, saying cheating. Like, if you're with your significant other, is that emotional?
That or is that emotional.
Physical? Or is it both?
That's physical. Or it could be both.
It could be both.
If you're cuddling with another man, there's.
No, I'm not saying cheating.
I'm just saying. No. Even if. Why are you cuddling? If you have a dude and you're emotionally hurt, why are you cuddling with another man?
Maybe that man didn't want to cuddle her.
Okay, so how would you feel if your significant other was cuddling another girl? Because what happened with her boyfriend? Y'all feel.
I'm not validating that person with cuddling. I was just trying to figure out what cuddling was.
But sometimes cuddling can, like, you could just stare.
I would never cuddle with nobody. That's not the significant.
If I hold somebody, like, if I'm holding, I'm gonna do that, Sydney.
A hug? Would y'all consider a hug cuddling?
No.
No. What do y'all consider?
Cuddling is something totally different.
Cuddling, you're laying in the bed.
You can be sitting down.
No.
Arm around the shoulder?
No, that is not cuddling. That is simply
Caressing?
Caressing. That is nothing. To me, that's not intimate. So what is cuddling? To me, if he's doing this, he's trying to get sexual with me.
Or he's just trying to
comfort you.
As soon as she put that leg between my legs, that is
cuddling. As soon as he put that arm around my shoulder and he bring me close to him, he's trying to get sexual. That is not, to me, cuddling. That is not intimacy. That's
No, there's not. If I'm wrong, somebody please comment. There's not one man on this earth that would just sit here and cuddle with a girl all night long. I'm sorry, it's not happening.
There's a lot
all night long with nothing. Just sit here and cuddle with you.
There's a lot of men.
I might be the wrong type of dude. Then I might be the wrong dude.
I gotta wait, but
I don't know one.
And that's
shit,
sad.
I'll dip after 2-3 hours. I'll go home and be comfy in my bed.
That in itself, that's the problem.
That's not a problem.
That is a problem.
That's not a problem. If you want to, do.
What's the point of cuddling?
So what do you think cuddling is? Do you think that
comfort?
Think
it's the comfort. It's the comfort.
It's intimacy. The person. No. You think that leads to sex?
It could.
It always, not from in my
situation, I mean, you can cuddle always with someone that, you know, let's just say, I know this is going to go dark, but like there, somebody died, you're cuddling with them.
You're not going to cuddle with them all night long?
I have.
With your sister? That doesn't count.
No, not with
Like, what?
No. I cuddle with a friend.
All night long, the whole night.
Yeah.
That doesn't count. The dude goes both ways. That doesn't count. Like, come on. Like, let's talk about someone who's stripping.
No, that's not
who's super straight. Come on.
Oh, we might have to talk about that.
The point is that, to me, cuddling, that is intimate. I don't think that's a sexual thing.
It could be.
It can lead to that sometimes.
If y'all find someone cuddle with y'all all night long, cuff
him. I would love him. Yes, I would love him for life.
I don't know when.
I couldn't cuddle all night long, but you know, for a cool.
If someone's holding me all night, I would probably cry, and then I'd probably just give it up just because.
Well, probably we are married. Then maybe after y'all.
No, I don't want to cuddle all night long.
No, I wouldn't either. I'm just trying to think, like, you know, what predicament would I cuddle with somebody all night long? Probably if we're married.
See, I sleep alone, so I like to be held.
I don't know, 5 years in.
That would be like newlywed stuff. Once you're 10 years in my, you know, just seeing TVs and stuff, people don't like touching people.
Yeah.
That's when it's.
Because you already been tired of it already. It's the same thing over and over again.
I mean, it shouldn't be the same thing over and over again. I think everyone's.
10 years? It's the same
thing. 10 years? No, I see. But look, people will be staying together for 15 years or longer, and they seem to spice up their lives.
I'm not saying that.
I think that's not the same
thing. Anyway, I was talking about something different.
In terms of like what, like
no, the cuddling.
I was talking about intimacy type stuff.
Oh, intimacy. Like, you think that's the same thing? Because intimacy has levels to it.
No, I'm talking about like
sex. You think that's the same thing over and over again?
It'll get more interesting. Leave it. That's why when
that's
I'm,
why people spice
when
up
when you marry someone, that's you gotta love. You literally gotta love that person. Just be with them. Be have fun and just be with them. Because I couldn't marry someone. I'm just sexually attracted to, because
I wouldn't understand that either. Because when I'm looking for someone, I'm looking for someone that emotionally, physically, mentally,
spiritually, financially.
Well, sometimes not even financially, because I'm not even on, you know, I'm trying to get my financial, as long as we have the same goal financially to be at a certain point in our
lives.
If
your husband is making $0 a year,
why are you marrying someone?
No, she said she didn't care about financial.
No, I'm saying in terms of now. Like, I'm not.
You're not gonna be married now, though. Jen.
Yeah, I'm not looking for now I'm not looking for that situation. But I'm just saying in general, like, as long as we have the same goals and where we want to be financially, in terms.
So you're looking for that Bonnie and Clyde type shit. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool too. Nothing wrong with that.
I mean, they were a little toxic too, but at the same time, they were goals.
Were they really?
Yeah.
Or did they both belong in a psych ward? I never seen the movie though, but
well, the idea of Bonnie and Clyde is basically
a ride or die.
Ride or die.
Yeah.
No matter what, they were thieves.
But check this out. Would you be Bonnie and Clyde if you got, let's say you damn near a millionaire, right? Would you be Bonnie and Clyde with a nigga who's they ain't even got 10K in his bank account? You wouldn't. I promise you wouldn't. You wouldn't. Because it's not even equal. It wouldn't even feel right.
I mean, in terms of like, okay. Me, I know, like 10 years from now, obviously I'm going to be thinking finances off tops with a dude. He needs to be financially stable because that's where I'm going to be in my life. As of right now.
So you're saying as of right now, build up to that, right?
Yes.
Now. You're not saying because, when you're 30, you wouldn't be 25 or something, 10K to make a shot. You couldn't do it.
Yeah, I want to be like above and beyond like what my financial goals are now. Like, I want, like, whatever goal I have, I want to exceed that goal. So, you know, off top. So it's like, right now I'm like, as long as the person I'm willingly trying to date or whatever is trying to gain himself up financially, I don't care what he got in his account because he's trying. But I feel like once we get a certain age, we should all have a specific, like, type of account, whatever we have in there, like, where we're standing at as individuals, because that's honestly what sets us apart from everybody else, what we got in our bank accounts, because that's how we get our shit together. You know, so, I mean.
Do you think financially cheating is a thing?
Oh, hell yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Think I'm just creating these off the top of my head?
If me and my fiance poor, and this old lady offered me million dollars to do one thing, I will gladly do that one thing.
But are you going to keep that fiance or this old lady offers you up a job as her personal sugar baby type stuff? You will take it.
That's in the moment type stuff. We had that conversation. I'm like, oh, you talking millions. Like, millions of me, bro. I think I'm touching millions. I think I'm going to go ahead.
But financially cheating, I don't know the exact terminology. We can look it up. But
that's not what you meant.
No. I mean, but my understanding of financial cheating is, let's just say.
I mean, to me, it's like the sugar mamas and.
That's what I thought.
But that's not leading to emotional. That could lead up to physical.
That could lead to physical for sure. But then, like, at the same time, to me, I don't know. It's like, it's weird because to me, that's a thing. But to me, it's not as hardcore as emotional and physical.
Financial cheating is when another lies about money.
What?
Really?
Another lie is about money.
Oh, she's talking about prenups and stuff like that.
No, I'm saying financial cheating. Do you think? Well, their terminology, like they like define it.
Same bank account I never told you about.
Yeah.
But to me, that's your idea of marriage.
Don't get mad at me because I ain't want to put my money in that account. So
I mean, but
no, but that's your
upset?
Idea of marriage in terms of like
you found out your significant other maybe 2 years down the line
stuff from
had maybe 2.5 million and y'all only holding 34,000 in your account.
We agreed on having a joint.
Y'all
account.
Didn't agree about
anything. You guys just got married.
Nobody gets married not talk about the finances.
Some
people do the joint accounts. Some people do separate accounts.
If you don't do a prenup off top, you automatically
everything
that is each other's.
No, that's not.
That is true.
That is not.
No, that's not.
When you get married, you're not getting all your assets. That
yes,
just,
you
that's
are.
You are.
You do not have to put
your fiance's or wife.
No, you don't have to go.
Off top, that
the
whatever
lawyer.
It's half and half.
It's not, that's it. If you sign a prenup, it's not half bad.
I'm not talking about prenup. When you get married to a person without a prenup off tops, you guys are technically bonded. You're one. So everything that you guys have is basically each other's. And when you guys get divorced, technically off top, the lawyer's going to be like, we're splitting this in half type stuff.
So you guys are crashing. You guys are talking about hiding money. If I'm hiding money, she's going to have
to. Financial. Yeah, but exactly. That's the thing. Sometimes when these people get divorced and stuff, other people have money hidden away because they don't trust their significant others. But that's technically Achilles.
Yes.
But that's technically illegal.
We're sorry, y'all.
I'm going with prenup. I get zero.
Off top, you're going with prenup?
I don't know.
Because I have my disagreements with that too.
Ladies. Women are, I'm sorry to say, when their emotions get caught up and stuff happen, they get real vengeful and deceitful and they start doing weird stuff. You're not taking my money on that weird deceitful stuff, though.
I mean, for me, if I feel like if you get a prenup off top, you're just trying to say, you're trying to have a false safe when this shit fails.
I don't
agree with that. Just because, in a sense, it's just protecting you. And let's just say I get married at 25 mm-hmm. and I build this whole estate.
Exactly. What if she has more money than the person she can be married to?
For me, it's like, if you love this person so much, if you don't trust them, because that's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like mm-hmm. you want to protect yourself because you don't trust that the other person is going to treat you fairly if something wrong was going to happen.
So in terms of kind of like
preparing for the future, but it's preparing
for the worst to me. It sounds like you're preparing for the worst. So in terms of if your lover does cheat, or you know, if you don't trust them with your finances, or they're not responsible with money, and like just their faults and themselves, you feel like this prenup and stuff, this is to protect yourself, even though you guys are together as a piece.
Say this: you own 10 plots of land in LA. You got $1 million. Mm-hmm. You own a NFL team. You got a bunch of stuff going on, right? You're in love with this dude. Mm-hmm. He has 300K in his bank account. Are you willing to share everything? 300K to 10 lots of land, an NFL team, and millions of dollars. Are you really going to cut that in half for him?
For me, it's like, look, this is, if I feel like if I'm marrying you, if I'm going into this big, big commitment in my life, because marriage is something totally that I'm so against, but at the same time, if I ever were to do it, I have to really trust you. So I'm not going to go in with a prenup because
you would do it.
I wouldn't do a prenup.
So you would be okay with sharing, cutting everything in half?
Yes, because that's supposed to be my significant other.
If he cheats on you and y'all get a divorce, you're going to say, okay, here, you got half of it.
But that's what court is for.
No, you literally just say legally they have to get half no matter what. They don't
until they fight.
Yeah, and until they fight. You have to fight for that, because that's where legally that is the law. But at the same time, you can go to court and fight, because, you know, you can fight everything in court.
The reason,
and, it's just legal.
The reason why I don't agree with you, Jay, mm-hmm. is, let's just say, and again, I know, like, trust and everything, but people come into relationship or marriage, in a mm-hmm. sense. Let's just say, you know, I'm with a significant other. Like, you know, I think I know him, and, you know, we're all doing good in life, and mm-hmm. we think we know each other, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not saying that I don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just say the IRS hits them with a $1 million, you know, they're in debt. Like, yeah. They got to pay that.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're married.
He's taking on debt.
And that's mm-hmm. now affecting my assets. So let's just say all my crap is taken. Yeah. My stuff is being taken. And my stuff is now not look, protected.
For better or for worse, those are in the vows.
No. They should have knew that they had an IRS debt, or they were doing some grimy stuff before.
And that happens a lot. People be sending people up where it's like, okay, I got all this debt. Let me not say nothing until we get married. Boom.
And then they don't know until like the mail hits. And now they're one when they do their taxes, not realizing, oh, wait, I'm in debt. For what? For his duties.
For his duties, you know, at the same time, you know.
That's the only reason why I see me going far.
I understand that, like,
and it's not to, you know, what's it called? Like, put, you know, bad vibes on my marriage, because mm-hmm. I expect to, you know, to definitely go far. You know, we're gonna die together, type of stuff.
Yeah,
we're gonna be, you know, buried or cremated together, type of stuff. But I don't know. People are just people.
Yeah.
No, I'm pro prenup. If it was sexuality, I'll be pro. For sure, dog.
Yeah. Nah, you know. I don't know. I wasn't into the prenup thing.
But I feel like if you're poorer than that person, it'll make you feel some type of way. Like,
you know, for sure. People get offended about prenups. Like, I'm going to be like,
I would honestly feel offended. Like, I'm not, if a guy pulls out, he's like, we need to get prenup.
That's like,
off top, not even that. For me, it's like, you don't trust me. You feel like I'm about to steal your money. You feel like I'm about to do some grimy stuff. Because then you have to put terms and conditions in these prenups.
Yeah.
So whatever he puts in these prenups, he feels like it's possible that I may do.
After a certain amount of years.
It goes away.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like if y'all both got the same amount of wealth, y'all would need a prenup.
That's what I feel like, too.
If the wealth is equivalent to you, it happens to the same thing.
So let's just say Elon Musk, I know. You know, they're both married or whatever. But Elon Musk and Amazon, Jeff Bezos, they got married, right?
Yeah.
Two richest men in the world. They're both going to sign a prenup and say, I'm going to protect my assets.
Well, that's different. They're protecting their business. They're protecting the name Amazon, and one's protecting Tesla. But if you're, like, wealthy to, like, let's say a girl.
Think about Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon.
Okay, there we go.
That's protecting very their assets. But Mariah had more money than Nick, even though
Did they do a prenup or no?
No, for sure. She gave the prenup because she has more money. She's been around longer. Even though he had Nickelodeon and all that
stuff. I mean, she's 10 years older, so I'll do the same thing. You 10 years older than me and you want to prenup, cool. Because I'm younger than you. I feel that I'm a liability. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I understand that.
But at the same time, she's had more going for her. But even then, so they put a prenup up or whatever. And so in terms of everything with that, eventually all that stuff goes away and whatever. But in that in itself, they individually had their own, like, businesses, everything like that. They were their own people in their own marriages.
Well, that's one reason why I was on a prenup. If I had a very successful business, and that's when I would for sure leave.
That's the only reason why. Because I'm thinking far in the future. Yeah. Like, I think I'm going to be successful. And I hope my husband's going to be, too. And I, you know.
But you want to protect your name and your business. Yeah. But if you got $1 billion only, and I got $1 billion only, you don't need to sign a prenup.
What is it called? It's this example. I don't know the story off tops. And I don't know, like, I won't be able to tell you logistics. But it was this, let's just say it's a man. He has his name as the business, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling the story wrong. Dang.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, but the story is legit. Like how but the man basically, you know, he had his name, he wound up having to share that with his wife who cheated, did all this conniving stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to share half of everything with that wife. And now that business was both of them. After she did all this,
stuff. So now he has to share with the woman he despises.
Yeah.
I mean, according to movies, Cinemark and AMC movies, it's normally the woman who does the conniving stuff. That's not my opinion.
Sometimes, but we're not going to go there.
It was the one. I don't know the story. All the logistics. Seen a
movie where the guy did conniving stuff.
All the time.
Name one off top. Yeah, you can't.
Oh, off top.
Akilah. You come out where a dude married a girl just to finesse her.
I've seen that. Literally, it's for Color Girls. For Color Girls, old girl was the gay. So Janet Jackson, she was, she had her business. She had her makeup business, everything. Yeah. She's making money for the household. This man, he's gay. He's gay.
Right, come on, that's her fault.
No, she didn't. But let's continue.
On the download.
I don't get how you can't know someone's on the download.
She
was in oblivion.
Yeah. So basically, that's her fault. That's her loss. It count. You know, he was messing over their money.
HIV, gave her a disease,
everything like that. It was just so much going on. It's like, does he deserve to get half of her business and all that stuff? After he didn't got
that's
her sick and all, it is.
Wrong.
That's grimy stuff. A man has done it wrong.
It's literally movies out there where literally the girl would marry the dude to backstab. Now that's disrespectful. That is rigid. But that gave me disrespectful. But he didn't intentionally marry her to go behind her back, take her business.
Yes, he did.
He knew he was on the down low. That's grimy in itself.
That's him.
It does.
He married her and knew she was successful.
No, he did her dirty because he was a dirty man. It wasn't because of sexuality.
What do you mean he was a dirty man?
Because he was dirty, like he was screwed up. He did,
like, he didn't understand.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would say power as an example, but she didn't use it. Like, I'm talking about married into the dude's wealth,
yeah,
and went behind his back, yeah, did a bunch of grimy stuff.
Yes, that's what the character did.
No, you told me that he gave her AIDS, and what else?
Yeah, he gave her AIDS, cheating.
He was on the download,
he was using
politics.
Like some of her money type stuff, like
that. He never came out. No, they got a divorce, and he got a half of everything.
Yeah.
Okay, that's her from outside of prenup. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about girls getting married to a dude because of his business and trying to take it from him, not getting a divorce.
Those are finessers.
And the directors who think about, like, who make those type of movies, is their perception what they think what women are.
I mean, let's be real. If you grew up in the slums,
because
and you got body and you get with a rich dude, and the money gonna change.
Tell me, AK, if you could marry into a rich family, would you really do it? Like, if this girl just proposed to you, she just like she got on one knee and is like, "Can you marry me? Like, I can't live my life without you." And this girl is rich, like rich, like type richy rich type stuff. Would you not take that proposal? Marry into the family.
I'm pretty sure I'm answering for all the dudes out there. Of course, I will.
All right, then. And then while you're doing that, you're trying to get your situation together in terms of your finances. You're this, you're that. She'll take care of you. You're solid.
If she proposed to me, she's already known what she's going to submit to. She's going to take care of me. I ain't got no reason to try to take from her.
Sometimes, but you always say you have a plan
into
B.
That financially. Now, you're searching for the emotion.
I'm not greedy. If you propose to me, that means she's willing to take care of me until I fuck up.
You just proved that men go in stuff for financial gains too, because you're saying that women go into financial games all the time.
Women do it, like I said, the finesse way. They will marry a man just because of what he has.
Proved that if a girl who really has, who's richy rich type, Archie Rich, the richest woman in the world. Regardless, the most
I wouldn't say no.
You wouldn't. If a girl proposed to you, take away all that. A girl got on her knee and proposed to you, would you accept it?
I have a reason not to. I would have a reason not to.
Because it's just a random. Just say. It's
not American tradition. The guy's supposed to propose or something. Is that why I say no? I would have no reason to say no.
Some guys would sit up there and say they wouldn't.
It would turn me off. Like, oh, shit, I'm that nigga. Like, okay. I mean, I'm that dude. Like, okay.
Really?
A girl getting down on her knees
and proposing and to you?
I'll be turned up. I'll be like, oh yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah, we lit. Yeah, like
a diamond. What if it's just a regular ring?
Whatever it is, like, I'll
oh my like, god,
we turned up.
You? Oh my god, men are so different now.
I mean, it could just like I said, I couldn't even think of me, but I'm turned up.
I never met a man who said that. Huh? I want to hear another perspective because literally,
just me.
I've never met a man who'll say like if I've always heard that a guy would propose to a girl instead of the other way around. Yeah. I've never met a man who say if a girl proposed to me, I would actually accept it because most men wouldn't go for that.
Why not? I don't see a reason why.
It takes away the masculinity, different stuff like that.
If anything, I could be like, oh yeah, she loved me that much. I don't really turn. Like, you turn.
That's crazy. Yeah.
No, I'm not gonna want to propose to you. Another story.
Yeah.
I would just feel turned up. I guess the masculinity thing. I don't question my masculinity, so I don't do anything to solidify it. So I don't see why. Like I said, I'm super straight. So.
Okay. I can never see myself proposing to a man.
I mean, like I said, many girls like that they would never propose to a man in the first place anyway. But like I'm saying, if a girl was to really propose to a
like,
girl,
I really have to love you.
Sprung is different from love. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you love, you really love, and you sprung, you all about him, everything about him.
I really have to love you to want to propose to you. I'm not getting on one knee. That's never happening. But I will stand up to you and be like, you're the love of my life. Like, will you marry me type stuff?
And that's hard.
That's different. I wouldn't get on one knee.
Get down on one knee and give me a ring?
I wouldn't get on one knee.
I'll be like, I'll be turned. Like, how many. You dudes, how many of y'all
a ring?
How many of y'all girls gave y'all a ring?
A ring,
watch, earring, jewelry, anything. I mean, I'd return.
Would you accept anything that's like someone asks you to marry them and they give you an earring or a nice little necklace instead of a ring?
I mean, as a guy, yeah, I'll take anything, but as a woman, she should take the ring.
I would take the ring.
I'll take a watch, earrings, chain.
Really?
Yeah, I'll take it.
It's crazy. Damn, things have changed.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand that whole masculinity bullshit. Like, who are you proving your masculinity to? Like, I don't understand it. Like, your dad, but it's 30 generations down. Why are you trying to?
My dad didn't propose to nobody, so.
I'd be like, bro, you gotta propose. Like, I should propose to me. I told my parents, I'm like, you gotta propose.
He was just told you gotta marry her. You can't come up in the house. So it was like they did shotgun type stuff. Like, in terms of my parents.
They hitched. They just
went
and eloped.
They just went to Vegas and eloped.
Oh, that's cool, too.
No, it wasn't no accent. But it's like, I don't know. It's different. Like, that's cool too. I don't know.
Yeah. I would do that. I mean, it's not my first choice, but I'll do it, too.
That's interesting.
Well, y'all, we kind of sidetracked it big time on this whole conversation.
What was the question of it?
Cheating. How would you define cheating?
We went hella stuff. We started talking about financial wealth.
But thank you guys for coming in and listening. Come back for the next episode next week. And, I mean, y'all might hear them again. So, why don't y'all give your social medias? We didn't do that earlier.
My social is j.sosweet. So_sweet. My bad.
AKA Youngin with two E's.
You did not have to get that loud.
I do.
You didn't. Sure you're hurting their ears.
Oh, you're right. I gotta make sure the opinions I don't hear myself. AKA Youngin with two E's.
And then it's Siddly Lonnie.
Y-O-U-N-G-E-E.
Why you gotta do all the extras?
Remember, Youngin, two E's. AKA dot, then that.
Akili, let go of my mic.
Bro, it's why you keep saying my government name?
Okay,
I don't know who this Akili person is.
Okay. You guys can get in contact with me at Silulani. You guys can submit submissions, send me emails. If you guys want to be on the show, do it on the website. Can I tell you a story or two? And you guys will catch us next week. Bye-bye.